It's Friday, June 20th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Local charges yet to be filed for a man from India accused of scamming an elderly resident. This weekend's heat wave could buckle and damage road pavement. Two Republican lawmakers stall out the state budget, and this weekend, learn about invasive species from the DNR. Good afternoon, I'm News Editor Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. Local charges will be brought against an illegal immigrant in Rusk County. In the Rusk County jail is a man from India accused of using scams to defraud an elderly resident. 24-year-old Mitesh Kumar Chaudhary was arrested Tuesday. He is in the United States unlawfully, police say. In an interview days before Chaudhary's arrest, Rusk County District Attorney Jack Cabranes said he'd prosecute any illegal immigrant accused of a crime.
If you are illegal and you come to this country and commit crimes, then you should be shown the door. You should be deported. I have never backed away from that. I have never said anything other than that. And then I'm going to do everything I can to charge him, to have him convicted, and to have him pay the appropriate punishment for whatever crime was committed.
Cabranes says he has yet to receive a report from the sheriff's office in order to formally charge Chaudhary. He expects that to happen by Monday at the latest. The district attorney has faced criticism by conservative perspectives for his opposition to current tactics and policies by federal immigration officials. He says ICE is violating established immigration laws as well as rights to due process in the 14th, 5th, and 6th Amendments guaranteed to citizens and non-citizens alike. You can hear the full interview with Cabranes at northwestnow.net. Watch out for road buckling this coming weekend. Temperatures in the 90s are expected, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation cautions the incoming heat wave could cause road buckling and damage. Motorists should slow down, wear seatbelts, and watch out for road repair crews. If you see any major damage, call local law enforcement to report it. Northwoods hospitals are seeing more patients with breathing issues as Canadian wildfires continue to burn. WXPR in Rhinelander reports diminished air quality has sent more and more patients to hospital waiting rooms and emergency rooms. Dr. Dylan Watt from Aspirus Hospital Duluth says he's seen people with flu-like symptoms, fatigue, and more. That's usually a sign of a cold or COVID, but more and more it's been smoke and particulate damage. He reminds people to watch for air quality alerts, limit their time outside, and get a good air filter for their home. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants to delay the Trump administration's big, beautiful bill. Raymond Newport tells us more.
Johnson is going against fellow Republicans on the budget vote and released a report showing the House-passed budget reconciliation bill would put the U.S. into a massive deficit of $24 trillion over the next 10 years. Johnson is also pushing back against President Trump's claims that Republicans who oppose the budget would be, quote, finished in politics. Johnson says he'd be happy to be done if it stopped the bill, and that trying to rush it to the Senate floor for a vote before the July 4th recess could stop any vote at all. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At the Capitol, a pair of Senate Republicans throw a monkey wrench into the budget process. Bob Haig has a story.
On Wednesday, Joint Finance Committee co-chair Republican Representative Mark Bourne remained upbeat.
We've had good discussions. We're doing good committee work right now. We're working our way through the process, and we're trying to finish on schedule, and we're always open to have conversations along the way.
But in the Senate, Republicans Steve Noss and Chris Kapinga oppose the process between Assembly Republicans and Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Joint Finance Committee Democrat Senator Kel DeRoyes says that puts it on Senate Republican leadership.
Do their members want to be held hostage or kowtow to the most extreme voices in their caucus that are demanding things that nobody in Wisconsin wants?
In a statement, Noss said there's nothing preventing the Republican majority in the legislature from passing a conservative state budget, except for the lack of willingness at the highest levels in the Assembly. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
With a narrow 18-15 majority, Republicans in the chamber would need Democratic votes to pass the budget. The Joint Finance Committee canceled its session scheduled for Thursday. Wisconsin's second annual Invasive Species Awareness Weekend is this weekend. Sean Maloney takes a look.
The Department of Natural Resources says more than 30 events will be held around the state, ranging from educational programs to invasive species control workshops and even 5K run walks. Invasives are non-native plants, animals, and diseases which can harm the economy, environment, and human health. Find an Invasive Species Awareness Weekend event near you by visiting the DNR's website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.